difference. Oh, look at this is extended towards me this time. I would like to discuss this time the topic we have touched upon, but which I feel you are now able to digest in a little more detail. Firstly, let me put a question to you, my dear friends. What is your perception of light and darkness? Does anyone have a response, please?
I think of light as a place with energy and darkness as a place with very little energy.
You would all agree on those words?
No, quite. I would say it's the light is the energy that you're giving out, your energy, rather than a place with energy, your energy and your lack of energy. Making the light.
So, you see light and darkness as degrees of energy.
Yes.
Yes.
As we have our physical expression of light being a vibration, then
yes,
darkness being absence of vibration. But I think this extends well beyond the physical. There are vibrations that the physical world doesn't know about.
Would you see darkness as being without vibration? Is that what you tell me?
I think that is a physical way of looking at things.
Yes.
Could it also be love and long and with and without love as well? But, if you might.
Yes.
I see it as knowledge and ignorance.
Yes. Let me say this to you, my dear friends. Your responses here in this time are what I would have expected from you. But let me say this to you, that each one of you have not yet reached the awareness of the picture of existence which contains light and darkness. Many expressions are used within your world. You say angels of light and angels of darkness, or you use the terms good and evil. Let me tell you this, my dear friend. Light and darkness are but reflection of the same vibration. That is not contradictory, but it is life itself. It belongs to the scheme of life. I hesitate here because I want you to absorb those words. Light and darkness coexist because they belong to the plan of all existence. After all, can you not see that perhaps the darkness, and we will use those words in order that your understanding is there, light and darkness. We will hold those words. Without the darkness, which you feel to be destructive, yes? Am I right in that assumption? That you mainly feel darkness to be destructive. What if I say to you, my dear friends, that clearing out, destroying is sometimes the forerunner for rebuilding and recreation? Would you then view it in the same way?
No.
No. Then you understand that the vibration of darkness is necessary. The light and the darkness in your world needs to be finely balanced. We have spoken that darkness always seeks the light. And that is because a balance is necessary.
So does light seek the darkness too?
Of course. Yeah. If one is a reflection of the other, you must have the balance. I want you, my dear friends, to now consider that the spirit being of darkness from our world are in fact a necessity for the ongoing of this planet, as in the universe. After all, without the lightness of your sun, would not this planet be complete darkness? Mm-hmm. You need both. Are you beginning to see where I am leading you to? I want you to rethink those thoughts that you have maintained and upheld for so long. You could call darkness, I suppose, within your own world, nature, when you consider what you term catastrophes, when in fact the spirits of darkness are recreating new form. Do you understand?
Yeah.
If you do not, we will stop here and discuss it further.
That is their job, the spirits of darkness, that is their job.
Let me tell you, yes. Angels of light and darkness are not far from reality. They are phrases that have been used in past times for the understanding of those at specific moments in your evolution. Light and darkness is definitely needed for the evolution of not only this planet, but of the whole cosmos, the whole creation of life. After all, without darkness, how do you know there is light?
Mm-hmm. So true.
Do you have questions at this time? You all have absorbed my words so easily.
I'm a geologist and I take an interest in the science of geology, and now geologists are beginning to unravel some of the things that have been important in the evolution of our planet, and
yes,
the death of the dinosaurs, and how the death of the dinosaurs enabled other species and animals to progress forward and evolve.
Yes.
If this hadn't have happened and the dinosaurs had still been around, then perhaps we ourselves would never have had a chance to evolve. And this understanding is there, is gaining.
Yes. The mysteries of your earthly living will gradually come to the forefront of the many minds in this world who seek knowledge. You are correct. But you see, to us, there is not light and darkness as mankind has given it credit for. You see lightness and darkness as opposites, when in fact they belong to the one creation. This is the point I wish you to think about this time, that you find the connection between light and darkness and do not view them as opposites. When you come to our world, the only difference is that the awareness of light and darkness shows you that this blending is quite natural and should not be separated in the way that humans try to do. It comes from a lack of knowledge. But as the gentleman has said, many of life's mysteries on this planet, and not only this planet, but others, have come to the surface of thinking. And that has been mainly through the influence of those from our world.
So anyway, when we come over to your side, here we have light and dark because we have the sun that gives us light and dark. We have dark moments and lighter moments, but the actual physical light and dark. So when we come over to you, come over to the spirit world, I'm just slightly confused. How do we get the light and the dark? Because
yes, you are confused, my dear friend, because again, you are speaking of physical lightness and darkness, which is entirely different. I speak of the very essence of life, the lightness and darkness, which is the very structure of all living things. Take a flower within your garden. You see it decompose and you see it spring to life.
Yes.
You could say that the elements of the darkness has destroyed that beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the beautiful lightness of spirit reinforces and uplifts and recreates that beautiful flower once more.
Right, yes.
It is a working between lightness and darkness that creates the evolution of all planets. Do not confuse it with physical light and darkness. That is something entirely different. Think about it, my dear friends, and the understanding will come to you.
Okay. particularly his mind, I can see.
Always I have to remind you gently, my dear friends, that your physical thinking interferes with what should come from within. Always try to feel and think on a spiritual level.
Yes.
And the understanding will be greater.
Thank you.
Mankind tries too hard to find answers for physical happenings, when if only he would go inwards, those answers would become so clear. But that is the pitfall of having human brains.
Yes.
I do not say that to be derogative to mankind, because that is part of the purpose of your growing. But you understand what I try to tell you.
Mm-hmm. So spiritually, each of us is a little of both, a little of dark and a little of light.
You strive to find the balance that is human living. Of course, you will have many foes. That is why we, from our world, help to uplift you, help you in life all that we can. But ultimately, the spirit has this job of work entirely on its own. You are solely responsible for how life follows this time and many, many other lifetimes. You take full responsibility for all that you think, feel and do. You understand?
Yeah.
I do not intend to go any further this time, because the words I have given to you is food enough for you to consider.
So your analogy of the flower, it made me think of the religions of past times based on the springtime festival of renewal, when the regrowth would begin through the summer months and until the autumn comes, and then the period of more darkness through the winter, and Earth's populations were rather devoted to this idea in early times.
Yes. Yes, there are many ideas on all of these things, when in fact the answer is so simple. It may help you, my dear friends, to move away from the words of light and darkness, but to see them as one energy who is creating for you life that you can lead to the very best of your capabilities.
Yes,
that all existence is in need of both the energies to exist.
So it would be a bit pointless to try to distinguish between the two, really.
It would be easier, I feel, for you if you could dismiss trying to create opposition between these two vibrations.
Yeah.
But as you know, when ideas are formed, that it is difficult to dismiss them once they have been created in the thinking.
Yeah.
As we have said, the thought becomes reality. The reality reaches out into words and actions, and mankind finds it difficult then to retrace that thinking. That is why I feel this time that just these few words should suffice in order that you can think more deeply upon my words.
I was just going to, it's a bit, I was just thinking of some night animals might think it's the reverse, like a moth might see better at night, so night is like light to a night bird or a moth, and they might see daylight as like that's darkness.
As I have said, my dear friend, yes, it is the awareness which creates the thought. Yes, that is all the difference between mankind and those in our world. That because of the heightened spiritual awareness, it is viewed in a much different way. Because you can see the wider scheme of life a little more clearly. But yes, that is a good point that you have made. It is your perception of what you see.
Also, us humans are looking for the opposite light in the other person, aren't we?
Yes, always you seek something really which does not exist. You have created opposites when you should in fact be seeing the greater good of all of these things. Remember that opposites need each other in order to become totally balanced. Remember balance. That is perhaps a fine word for us to ponder upon. Balance. Finely tuned. After all, that is what you are seeking, my dear friends, is the balance between the human form and the spirit. When that finely tuned balance is achieved, then you could say that all aspects of your life upon this planet would be supreme. You understand? Are you sure?
Yes, I think I see what you mean. I thought you were going to say that when you've got a fine balance, then it would be time for you to go back into spirit because you've achieved what you've come to do, but that's not the case.
You will never achieve that upon this planet. It would take many eons of time to even achieve a great deal of balance. That is something we can discuss another time. There are measurements of balance. But I do not wish to confuse the issue this time. Have you more questions for me? Or are you all happy to think upon my words?
Yes. need to think about it. I don't know.
I hope I have brought to you some little more for you to discuss, to think upon inwardly in your quiet moments. I hope that between us we can achieve a little more information which will help you all, my dear friends, to go forward in your spiritual growth. Therefore, if you are content, I will leave you this time.
Could I just ask one question? Sorry.
Yes.
The yin yang symbol demonstrates this very clearly.
Yes.
What you're saying. And I wondered where that came from. Did that come from spirit? Was it given to?
Yes. All the expressions within your world have been given, or they have originated from different peoples at the time when they were ready to listen. But as you know, human beings are rather set in their ways of thinking. So each set of people have created in their own time their own description of light and darkness. That is all. It is as simple as that. Call it light, darkness, yin, yang, good, evil, whatever you would wish. What I am trying to achieve for you is for you to see from our way of thinking that you should not have the word opposite in between these two things, because they belong together. They are not separate, they are but one reflection of the other. That is what you must try to remember. It is not destructive, but creative. If you think along those lines, it will make your thinking easier.
So even, I'm sat here thinking about, when we talk about the dark regions in spirit, where some put themselves, should I say, even that is not destructive.
No, because out of destruction, forgive me, comes light.
Yes.
The light will always seek to balance the darkness, and the darkness always seeks the light. So can you see that each needs the other?
Yeah.
You have to think deeply, my dear friends. This is not as simple as it may sound.
I think we must accept light and dark in their spiritual form.
Yes.
And forget our light and dark physical expressions.
Yes.
Because they are not the same.
You must erase the preconceived ideas which have been created in your world about light and darkness. Again, we have difficulty because of the use of words. They are but two vibrations which need each other.
Yes.
For all of life to function. I hope it has helped you. I hope, my dear friends, that when we meet again, these words will have reached that point within you when you can say, yes, I understand a little more.
Thank you very much.
I will withdraw from you this time, leaving you all with my words, with my love, with peace and upliftment. And I ask each one of you that you continue to offer yourself to that divine goodness which all of you are part of.